With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Both frontrunners campaigning today in Georgia.
Both President Biden and former President Trump are visiting a battleground state that was so close in 2020. Less than 12,000 votes made the difference and gave President Biden the win. President Biden's visit focuses on the Metro Atlanta area, which made the difference for him in 2020. The strategy is to talk up his achievements in office and criticize Donald Trump.
You can't love your country only when you win.
Trump visits the small city of Rome, where he and Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene were picked by voters, both Biden critics.
He's the worst president in the history of our country.
Many analysts say Georgia could go either way in November. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Three people dead when a National Guard chopper went down on the southern border in Texas.
According to officials, the crash happened Friday afternoon while the helicopter was on a support mission near Rio Grande City. A U.S. Border Patrol agent and two soldiers were killed, and at least one more person is in critical condition. The cause of the crash is under investigation.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens, also at SRNNews.com. Wall Street pulling back from its record following a very shaky day of trading Friday.
The S&P 500 slipped 0.7% on Friday from its all-time high. It initially climbed after mixed data on the U.S. job market bolstered hopes for easier interest rates. Later, it swung to a loss after one of its most influential stocks, NVIDIA, took a rare stumble. It was just the third losing week for the S&P 500 in the last 19. Bob Agner reporting.
America's employers adding a surprising 275,000 jobs last month. That tops January gains that were 229,000. At the same time, unemployment rate ticked up to 3.9%. This is SRN News. In South Carolina, the Supreme Court deciding the legality of a new private school voucher program. Here's Jeremy House.
Justices on South Carolina's high court heard arguments on the constitutionality of spending taxpayer money on private schools through vouchers. South Carolina's constitution prohibits state funds from directly benefiting any religious or other private educational institution. Opponents of the law say providing vouchers for private school tuition or fees is a direct payment. Supporters of the law say the money goes to a trust fund for parents to spend. Jeremy House, SRN News.
More Americans consider Donald Trump to be a stronger supporter of Israel than President Biden. That's the word from a Rasmussen national survey. Finds 40% of likely voters believe Trump is a much better friend to Israel. This is SRN News. For human beings, it is an amazing sight to behold, historical one at that, but to our furry friends, livestock, and wild critters, well, correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a animals' perspective of the eclipse.
Several zoos along the path will be monitoring changes in behavior when the skies dim next month. In the past,
the flamingos all gathered around their chicks.
Adam Hartstone Rose at North Carolina State University is leading the team. There was a Komodo dragon.
They're a little bit scary, but they don't do anything.
But when the eclipse started,
just in those couple minutes during the eclipse, it started running around and had a reaction.
For this eclipse, some but not all of these animals will be observed.
We're going to look at a different group of gorillas and see if they behave the same way as previously.
One researcher says eclipses mimic short, fast-moving storms. When skies darken, many animals take shelter.
More details at SRNNews.com.